Johnny didn't know. Coke mixed to limestone gave the heat that caused the split, the alkaline break to calcium oxide, and the gas, acidic carbon dioxide. Johnny didn't know. He'd never worked the kiln. The lime was cut with water long before it reached him, doubling the oxide to hydroxide, the menu sounding milk of lime. Johnny's operation was the carbonatation station, rejoining the parts back to calcium carbonate, admixing milky liquor to the thin juice flow whilst bubbling stifling gas in the turbulent cocktail. Johnny didn't know he added CO2 within the vessel's churning valves, where it linked again with CaOH2. Nobody ever told him, but nobody did it better, and the resulting precipitation clarified the juice. Johnny knew that four times every hour, the calibrated glass tube ordered his actions by the speed of colour change in the small bowl. Johnny called it the test, not the pH titration, because Johnny didn't know. Johnny opened and closed the massive gate valves, balancing the mixture for more than 20 years, treating thousands of litres every juggling hour, and nobody knew that Johnny didn't know, because Johnny was enlightened. He devised his own science, in a total reversal of the scientific norm, still loyally adopting the commonplace terms. His gas was alkaline, and his lime was acid. Two wrongs made a right, and kept the system placid, but Johnny never knew. I was amused at the muddle when I first found it, then gradually realized the old man's merit. His original thinking had solved his task's puzzle, and balanced the maelstrom within the steel vessel. What more was there to know?